All right. Well, thank you. I was glad the road construction cooperated and all of that good stuff. And Pastor Mike, we've been praying for you and your family here for quite a while, and for the church up here, Memorial Baptist. And I wish I was up here on other terms, but grateful to be gathered with you today. And as Gaylord said, my name is Aaron Rush, and just pastor the church. Just if you've drove to Avon down 37, it's this little country church. And there's a sign that you just got to go the opposite way of the sign, and you're at the church there. And so, grateful to be gathered with you. And if you have your Bibles this morning, you can open up to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, is where we'll find ourselves. So, if you have that, you can go ahead and get there. And we'll start in verse 12. As we look at the book of 1 Corinthians, one of the things that amazes me is when we look at that book, we find that Paul is writing this letter to this church in Corinth, and one of the things which we find is that this church is sort of messed up. There's a lot of things that are going on. There's lots of division that's going on within this church. There's lots of arguing. They're looking at certain leaders or certain pastors. They're saying one's greater than another. There's rampant sin that's going on in the church that isn't being dealt with. And we find all of these crazy things that are going on, all of these things that if we were to look at it, we would run away from a church such as that. Or so it would seem. But the beauty of 1 Corinthians is at the beginning, Paul reminds them that they have everything in which they need. They have everything in which they need. There's nothing in which they're lacking. And he's writing them, even in the midst of the chaos in which they find themselves in, is to encourage them, because they say, God is using you. God will use you. You are the church. You are the body of Christ. What we remind ourselves of as we gather here today, that the church is not a place. The church is not a building. The church is not some purveyor of spiritual needs, but the church is a people. It's a people bought by the blood of Jesus. That's why we hear words like Paul writes in the book of Ephesians, that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Jesus didn't give himself up for a place, but he gave himself up for a people. You know, a people which he has come and he has gifted and have given abilities, who has given spiritual gifts to them to use as a body. And so if you have your Bibles, we want to jump into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll start at verse 12 and we'll go through verse 20. And we'll just get a grasp, but there's lots of things we could do. We could spend weeks and weeks upon these verses, and we are doing some of that, but you get the summary here today. So, 1 Corinthians 12, start at verse 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for the timelessness of it. As we read it today, we're reminded that the same Spirit at work in the believers in Corinth is at work in our lives here today. And we pray that it would speak to us powerfully. Lord, that you would use that Spirit through me as I bring these words, that you may be glorified. Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to do what your word says. I ask this help today. In your son, Jesus' name. Amen. You know, what do we find? There's all different parts of the body. All different parts that serve different functions, and yet none of them are less important than another. You know, as we gather here today, we look around, and figuratively you can look and say, you're a part of the body. Maybe you look at it, and it's weird to give titles like this, but you could be an ear, you could be a nose, you could be a foot, you could be a hand, whatever that may be. Whatever it is in which God has gifted you with, it is exactly that, a gift. And you know, the beauty of it is that God calls us together to be one body. To take all of these different parts, wherever you may sit today, the different parts, the different gifts, abilities, talents, whatever it is that you have, to take them together and to use them for one, for His glory. That's what He's called you to today. That's what He calls all churches to do, is to come together as a diverse body and to gather together as one to display the glory of God to the world outside and to show that to all of those around us. I want to read to you a little bit of an allegory, if you will. It comes from a book about what is a healthy church, and it starts out with this introduction. And it says, nose in hand, we're sitting in the church pew talking. The morning service, led by ear and mouth, had just ended, and hand was telling nose that he and his family had decided to look for a different church. Really, nose responded to hand's news. Why? Oh, I don't know, Hand said, looking down. He was usually slower to speak than other members of the church body. I guess because the church doesn't have what Miss Hand and I are looking for. Well, what are you looking for in a church? Nose asked. The tone which he spoke, those words, they were sort of sympathetic. But even as he was speaking them, he knew he was just going to dismiss Hand's answer. If the hands couldn't see that Nose and the rest of the leadership were pointing the church body in the right direction, the body could do without them. Hand had to think before answering. He and Miss Hand liked Pastor Mouth and his family, and Minister of Music Ear meant well. Well, I guess we're looking for a place where people are more like us. Hand finally stammered. We tried spending time with the legs, but we didn't connect with them. Next, we joined a small group for all the toes, but they kept talking about socks and shoes and odors, and that didn't interest us. Nose looked at him with genuine dismay. Aren't you glad they're concerned with odors? Sure, but it's not for us. Then we attended the Sunday school for all you facial features. Do you remember? We came several Sundays a couple months ago. It was great to have you. Thank you. But everyone just wanted to talk, listen, and smell and taste. And it felt like you never wanted to work and get your hands dirty. Anyway, Miss Hand and I were thinking about checking out the new church on the other side of town. We hear they do a lot of clapping and hand raising, which is closer to what we need right now. Nose replied. I see what you mean. We would hate to see you go, but I guess you have to do what's good for you. At that moment, Miss Hand, who had been caught up in another conversation, turned back to join her husband and Nose. Hand briefly explained what he and Nose had been talking about, and after which Nose repeated his sadness at the prospect of losing the hands. But he again said he understood, since it sounded like their needs weren't being met. Miss Hand nodded in agreement. She wanted to be polite, but truth be told, she wasn't sad to be leaving. Her husband had made just enough critical remarks about the church over the years that her heart had begun to reflect his. Now, he'd never burst into anger or a tirade about how bad the church is. In fact, he usually apologized when he spoke about it being so negative. But the little complaints that he let slip out here and there, it had an effect. The small groups were a little cliquish. The music, maybe a little out of date. The program seemed maybe a tad silly. The teaching wasn't entirely to their liking. And in the end, it was hard for the two of them to put their fingers on it. But they finally decided that the church wasn't for them. You know, one of the things in which we're reminded through a passage such as this and throughout Scripture is that the church of Jesus Christ is not about you and your preferences. What do we find? That the church is a body. The church is a body made up of many diverse and different people. It's filled with different personalities, different backgrounds. You know, we stop and we listen to each other's stories and we find experiences that some of us have never had and vice versa. We see the differences, some married, maybe some not. We find the experiences of our lives just maybe seem to be totally different from another. Maybe our ages vary in so many years, and yet there's a common strand, a common thing that binds us together. And that thing that binds us together is Jesus Christ. We're bound together into the body of Christ by Jesus. And when we look at that diverse body, hands and feet and nose and eyes and ears and all the different parts, when all of the members of the body work together, you know what happens? God is glorified. And people see that. And they wonder what's going on there. How can people that are so different come together and yet they get along? You know, our day and culture today, it seems like it's awful hard to get along, isn't it? I mean, we find that there's all these differences in which we can find and differences that mean I'm not going to talk to this person or that person. And you know what? There's some differences that we can come in here with today. And we realize that Jesus is greater than any of those differences. You know, we're reminded of those words. If a foot should say in verses 15 and 16, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would make it not any less part of the body. You know, when we think about the gifts in which God has given to you, maybe you come in here today. Maybe you come here for, you. This is your routine. Sunday mornings, we come to church. And maybe you think, you know, God really hasn't given me any gifts that I can use in the body for His glory. And when we look at a passage like this, it simply tells us that that's wrong. What we see here is that there's no more important gift than another gift. And to be reminded that God has given us each a gift. When we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, when we trusted Him and for the forgiveness of our sins, what we find in verse 13, it says that we were given a spirit. And not a different spirit. Not each one of us didn't come here and get different spirits. We received the same spirit. We received gifts. Maybe not the same gifts, but they're gifts to be used within the church. There are no useless gifts in which God gives. Now, maybe today you haven't discovered what that gift is. Maybe you're not sure how that looks like to be used within the body of Christ. But make no mistake, there is no useless gifts in which God gives. In 1 Corinthians 12, 19 and 20, it says, if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. You know, that's where we gather here today. And to see the different gifts and to use them and to come together as one body. You know, when we look at the prayers of Jesus, one of the prayers in which we see is in John 17. And sometimes when you look at that in the Bible, it'll have that heading of the priestly prayer. And we're reminded this is when Jesus is praying and He's praying for us. And He's praying that we would be one, like the Father and Him are one. You know, that's a high order, isn't it? He's He's praying that for us as believers. He's praying that for us as a body of Christ, that we may be one. You know, and to look at the gifts in which God has given to each one of you here today. And sometimes as a church, what we have to do is we have to stop and to say, you know, how do we utilize those gifts? Maybe you come in here today and you farm. You say, what gifts could God ever use as me as a farmer? Or maybe you come here as a nurse. And to think of the amazing gifts in which God has given you. How can I use that for the body of Christ? Maybe you're a mechanic. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you're retired. And one of the gifts in which you can do is to serve in the church and with time that maybe others don't have. That gives you an opportunity to pray for the leadership of the church, for the pastor, for their family. It's a lot easier for me to come up this and say to people, I don't know. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your leadership. You know, there's lots of things that go on in their lives that they need prayer for. Pray for them. You know, whatever it is that you're doing, it's not by a mistake. The thing that you do throughout the week isn't a mistake. The places you go aren't by mistake. They're not by coincidence. You didn't just fall into it. God has you in the places that you are at so that you can use those things, those experiences, those gifts, whatever it may be, to use for the body of Christ. Imagine if we were all ears in here. What would tasting be like? You know, if we were all noses, what would seeing be like? You know, I think we can easily come to the prospect and to realize that as we come and we gather here this morning, what did you do? Did you get out of bed? You got out of bed? Did all the things you did to get ready to come here? My guess is for most of you, you never had another thought about it. That's because all the parts of your body were working together. You know, and it was just almost mindless. You know, but we think about that, and we think about if you break something, how all of a sudden you realize that it just doesn't work the way that it used to. You know, and as it's mending and healing, and sometimes those things take time to gather back together. But sometimes we have to do the hard work of healing as well. But to realize that the gifts in which God has given you aren't useless. He's given to you so that you may use them for the glory of God. And that's what the whole thing in which we see here in this little section which Paul is making. He's saying there's no useless gifts. And if we come up and we say that they're useless, maybe we come in and say, you know, my gift is really good for what I do, but I don't know how I could use that at the church. I don't know how I can use that for the body of Christ. What do we find? That none of those things are by accident. In fact, if we look in verse 18, it says, but as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. My friends, it's no accident in which you sit here today. It's by no accident in which you're here. It's not even a coincidence. It's none of that. He's given you gifts to use within the body of Christ so that God may be glorified and that Parkston, the communities around it may see it, that it may provide opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to grow the kingdom of God. What greater joy in our lives is that? So maybe today you do come and you feel as though you're useless. I'm too old or too young, whatever in between. It's patently not true. That's what Paul says here. He says it's not. You're not useless. Every part of the body has a use. Now, he'll go on to say, you know, some parts, they're more visible than other parts, but that doesn't make it any more important. He goes on, take a time today, this afternoon when you get home, Read through 1 Corinthians 12. Read through 1 Corinthians 13. You know, see what it says. 1 Corinthians 14. When you get to 14, you ask Pastor Mike about all that, all right? And all the things that are in there. And, you know, you start looking at that, and you see where God brings us together. How amazing it is. God brings us together, diverse, gifted differently, yet he brings us together as one. We're bound together in Jesus Christ. And that's by the will of God. He gave each gift to you as he chose. Maybe today you have a gift. You're just like, how can I use it? Maybe you're not sure how it fits in. I'd encourage you to talk to Pastor Mike, talk to the leadership of the church. Say, how can I use this? I don't know how it fits in. And maybe it won't be in this great visible way, but you know what? I see so many people that have such a gifting and ability, and yet they're afraid to use it. Because they're like, I don't know anyone else who has this. My friends, let me tell you, that is truly a gift. And that you can use it for the glory of God within the body of Christ. Now, is it going to be visible? Is it going to be up front? Are you going to have to stand? I don't know. But could you imagine the things in which you look at and which God has given to you? Maybe it's simply giving you a testimony about God's faithfulness in your life. That you can go and the church can help and you can go and witness to people about that faithfulness. That's your story. That's the gift God has given to you. And many more. Maybe some of you haven't discovered your gift. I'd encourage you to look and to pray and seek God and to say, God, what is it that you're calling me to do? But make no mistake, God indeed has given you a gift, and it indeed is useful, because there is no uselessness in God's plan. That God works everything out in his timing and in his way, and in exactly the way in which he put it together and the way he chose. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters in Christ today, serve the church with the gifts he's given to you. Be bound together by Christ, realizing that no matter what gift you have, that Jesus is the string, the thing that ties it all together. And to be reminded of that in his faithfulness. Well, let's take a moment and pray and ask God that maybe he would show that to you today. Or maybe he has shown it to you, that you'd be able to exercise that. But let's just pray. Lord, we gather with brothers and sisters in Christ today, this body of Christ. We thank you for the gifts in which you've given to those here. We thank you for the gifts that some of them don't even realize yet. And God, we pray that they would be used for your glory and for your honor, that many may come to know Jesus Christ. God, strengthen us today. Help us to use that and give us the unity to be one with one another, as well as the Father is one with Jesus. We ask you for this help today. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen.